when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, y'all out there everywhere. I hope you're as excited as I am. My God almighty. You know what? The Big E, the Bombardier, the SOB, whatever, Papaw at St. Jude, whatever you want to call me. I've been kind of down lately, you know. You know about my little brother dying over in Alabama. He bled to death. He knew he was dying. His brother, the board certified, hoity-toity, cardiologist, board certified internal medicine, said yes, he bled to death and he did know he was dying. He had to know that. He had a bleeding ulcer, and he would not follow the directions that his hoity-toity doctor brother gave him. So over a period of time, the medicines he was taking against you know what they say, the TOD, take as directed, TAD, he would not follow instructions. So he bled to death, and I'm telling you what, that was the worst thing that's happened to me since the 60s. Anyway, it was even worse than my own dad. But when I come on this show every week, I just told Sam, I look forward all week to coming in here working with Sam and working with you people. Man, we love the crap out of y'all. I'm so excited about the jump out of my skin. My wife always tells me she thinks I'm going to. But and by the way, I'm totally off script. I make all these fancy hoity-toity notes, and they usually wind up in the garbage can. But today, folks, guess what today is? It's August the 22nd in the year of our Lord 2020, and you're listening to Blood River Radio. And my name is Eddie L. Miller, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We got Sam running the whole show. He's the guru. He is the wizard that's running, makes all this stuff happen. We're going to have Matt coming on pretty soon, Matt the Mole, who's been in love lately, but he's coming back down to earth from his little love cloud. He's gonna come in and contribute tonight. But people, before we do anything else, listen, please bear with me. If the scripture, the prayer is going to be a little longer than usual tonight, because I tell you what, I have been brought down to earth. God will take your head and slam it into the concrete like he did me. I realized I was not as tough as I thought. I was as hard and calloused and bitter, and I was not totally immune to pain because I have been suffering. But listen, I'm getting much better, and I'm ready to fight, by God. So anyway, listen, we're going to Mark 9 in the King James Version. Is there any other version? Not for me, unless it would be the one that the pilgrims brought over here. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, here, people, I'm getting ready to read this scripture, and it's about demons. And I'll get to the point for why I'm reading about demons in a minute. It's the powerless of the disciples. This is Mark chapter 9, verse 14. Hang on. And when he came, he being Jesus, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. The scribes, the hoity-toity legalistic Jews, people, the sons of their father, the devil. Verse 15. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitudes answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. By dumb, it means he couldn't speak. People, these demons can cause you to go blind. They can cause you to go deaf. They can cause you to go insane, like they have worked on me before. Okay, here we go. I gotta quit going down these rabbit trails. And wheresoever he taketh him, talk about the demon, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and saith, he being Jesus answering, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Okay, and they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarred him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. He's had it all of his life. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. And if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, and this is key, people. If thou canst believe, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And that is true. That is absolutely true. I've proved it 100 times over, 1,000 times over. So is Sam. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. And when he was coming to the house, the disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. And the people, the reason I read that, I want to tell you the truth. I just took this Bible and opened up today. What scripture am I going to read? In fact, I even asked Mac. I thought about asking Matt earlier, what scripture? I opened this book, and it doesn't happen every time, but it happened today. It came right to the verse I needed. People, demons do exist. They are alive and well. I give you my solemn vow of honor. I knew all about demons before I became a Christian. I didn't know what they were when I first started experiencing. My best friend in Alabama did know. He was born a Christian. But the reason I say that, demons run, they're in control of this world. They're in control of our government. They are the ones that are harassing the crap out of us. These demon-infested Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're the same people that run the Federal Reserve. They're the same people that control the media. They're the same people that can go in there and cause the Congress to vote 437-0 in their favor on every situation. And who are these people? I'll give you a clue. They're not other 99% of them who I'm going to tell you about. They're the same people that set in on every single committee every time any important legislation is passed in foreign policy that has to do with Israel. They sat there. And they give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. That's how much power these people have. If you don't believe me, go listen to former Congressman Cynthia McKinney. These people control everything. Cynthia McKinney is just one of the very people that said, when asked, how much influence does Israel have over the United States Congress? And she said, I heard it with my own ears, people, 100%. 100% she said that. Anyway. Going down these rabbit trails again. Before I run out of time, people getting off on this rabbit trail, I got to read some beautiful cards. I got to thank our donors. We forgot to thank the donors last week. As you well know, my little brother died in Alabama, and I got this great card from Pam and Dennis Adams. They said, here it goes. Think of your loved ones as someone whose work is done, whose troubles now are past. Entering gladly through their friendly door to home at last. May these few words help convey the thoughts of sympathy so deeply felt, yet so hard to express. Now down here, and they wrote, sorry to hear of the loss of your younger brother. Prayer for you and your family. Dennis and Pam. I spoke to those lovely people today, spoke to Pam. God bless them. I appreciate that so much. Listen, here's what we got a card also. Listen, let me get our donors. I don't want to forget them. We got donations from Roseanne in Florida, James in Arizona, Hank in Florida, Barbara in Missouri, and James in Washington State. And I'm going to read this letter, people. I wouldn't take all the money in the world for this letter. James in Washington State sent this card. He says, Dear Blood River Radio staff, your dedication to our cause is much appreciated. Your friend Jimmy. He also, as you well know, he sent a donation. God bless him. He's a regular. Listen, this is the letter I wouldn't take nothing for. I read this to Matt earlier today. You might think it's short and sweet, but he says, Dear Eddie, I always enjoy listening to you on Blood River Radio. Eddie, Blood River Radio goes where others fear to tread. I wouldn't take $1 million for that. Your anniversary shows on Charlottesville were outstanding. That's one reason, because I wasn't involved in it. My staff did all that, and our other co-host. There is no doubt that the good people who went to Charlottesville simply went to show their support for the Robert E. Lee statue. There would have been no violence if the authorities would have done their job and had kept Antifa away from the court-approved assembly. Your friend Jimmy. People, I tell you what, I wouldn't take. That's what it's all about. When you got people sending letters to you like that, people, and telling you that you have a radio show that goes where others fear to tread, you absolutely, positively cannot buy that. You really can't. I thought about going, doing my little summation on Charlottesville, but you know what? The crew, all the other crew from Blood River, I don't think they left a stone unturned last week. I'll come up with a few things before we go to Matt that's really important now. And one of the things I just pointed out was just a minute ago. The solutions, I'm going to go straight to the solutions. We have to, people. We positively have to. I'm going to look at my solutions list. We positively have to. Where's my solutions list? Anyway, well, I'll just give them by heart here, people. We have to get these people out of the Federal Reserve. We have to get these aliens that are our country that do not belong here. They have their own country over in Israel. If they love Israel so stinking much, they need to get their tails back to Israel. I'll finish covering this for about 3 minutes when we come back, and then we're going to bring Matt on, people. So hold on. Be right back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Well, people, I got carried away a little bit. Before I forget, listen, I'm going to say a quick prayer. I'm totally out of order right now. Please forgive me. I'm psyched up. People, if you will, bow your head. Natural man is the enemy of God. Sam, you are so right. You're so right. People, please bow your head. Dear God, Father in heaven, please protect Dr. Michael Hill and Michael Tubbs when they go to Charlottesville in October or November.
please protect them because they are they're in deep trouble there, Lord. And protect me and Matt when we go up there with them. And Lord, if you will, please look down, continue shedding your grace on Blood River Radio. We could not do one thing about you. Sam is so totally right, Lord. The natural man is really bad. You know, we screw up everything we touch. Please protect this radio show. Protect Sam, his family, my family, all the staff, their family, Lord. And Lord, if you will, let us do what it takes to make Blood River Radio an instrument of your will. Ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. I really do. Anyway, listen, people, you know, I'm going to make this quick because we've got to bring Matt on in just a minute because he got a lot of stuff he wants to say. If you will look out, what was reaffirmed, I didn't learn a lot from Charlottesville. It was reaffirmed. If you go to our website, there's a lot there that we talked about before Charlottesville. But if you look, the good people, the Christian people that went to Charlottesville for a Christian purpose, a legal purpose, we were lawful and peaceful. And look who waylaid us. They were the sons of the devil. They were the same demons that attacked this man in scripture I just got to reading you a minute ago. It's the same damn demons. They inhabit these people that are enemies. They infest the LGBT, all these aberrant, you know, filthy lifestyles. That's what they do. They are the people that despise us because we do want to protect our family and our ancestors. They're the people that hate us because of our race and because of our religion. They hated Jesus Christ. They nailed him to the cross. They hate us. There's something else you should look. You should have taken away from Charlottesville. You can count on 5 to 10% of the people to back you when the dookie hits the fan. Probably not that many. That's probably in high estimate. The people you're not going to be able to count on is the 90 to 95%. Of course, that's mathematical. You know, that's just like, kicking a dead horse. You know, but that's true. You cannot count on these fence sitters, these people that people used to tell me, I think people have finally learned to stop asking me to go after the fence sitters, try to convince them to come over on our side. People, they can't look around and see places like New Orleans, places like Pikeville, places like Charlottesville. And you know what? That's nothing, man. That's nothing compared to Portland, Oregon, the Seattle, Washington. The demons, the criminals are running that place. They really are. You know why? Because the people out there like that. They like that. They like the evil and the bloodshed until it starts affecting them. So what we were facing against, I'm going to try to bring this to a condensation. You people listening to this radio show that are white Christians, you have no government. We've been saying this for a long time. What you have is a criminal cabal that's led by Satan. That's what you have. And that's why we have no representation. They put our people in prison for the least little thing. They will. Other than that, it's not so bad. You're right, Sam. But look at the godless, the IRS. They tax us to death. It's the Federal Reserve System, a totally illegal situation, a totally illegal, a fake fiat money system. You know, the courts are stacked against us. They're even attacking the dollar. You're right, Sam. You're absolutely right, buddy. But what do we have to do? First of all, brace yourself, people. I'm saying this. It may be my last time saying anything, but the Jew in this country has got to go. He's got to get out of our life. We've got to get these people. Billy Graham said it. Pull up the YouTube that Billy Graham said it. Billy Graham backed off and groveled to him. Blood River Radios, we will not grovel. We're going to say it. These people are of the Antichrist. They're their father, the devil. They run everything. They run the university system. They run the banking system. They totally own the media in this country. They totally own our stinking Congress. And that's what we have to do. We have to get rid of these people one way or the other. We have to get them the hell out of the government. We have to go to the Rocky Mountains. Sam says we come out to Rocky Mountains. But you know what? That won't work because you know what? Look how it happened over here in Zinc, Arkansas about 3 weeks ago. Our friends over there, the Robs, saved blood money to buy land over there in Zinc, Arkansas, miles from anywhere, out in the middle of no damn where, in the Antifa and the BLM, financed totally by their Jew brethren. It followed them out there to try to give them hell. You know what? And think about this. I'm going to give you one last thing. all these people that have been rioting for weeks and months on end, it's Portland and Seattle. Where in the hell are they getting their beans, Band-Aids, boots, and bullets? Where are they getting their money? Well, you know what? I think their Jew buddies are financing the whole thing. And do I say all Jews are like that? Well, I'll come out and say, I'm not going to say, oh, I got some of my best friends are Jews, because they're not. But you know what? And people say, oh, some of these Jews are good. Well, you know what? Let some of these Jews, these good Jews, you know, people, let them stand up and speak up in our defense. Let them speak up and defend Christ. Let them come out and say it's wrong for us to be tarred and feathered for trying to take up for our ancestors, because we don't hate ourselves, because we don't hate our ancestors, because we don't want our grave, our grandfather's mothers dug up and had dung dumped on them. With that, people, I'm going to shut up and go to Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I guess I'm going to have to cool down a little bit. The old blood pressure gets up there high, you know. But I tell you what, Matt, it just really sets me on fire to see what's happened to our country. It really does.
It does me too.
Son, you take off.
I want people to understand a few things. This Black Lives Matter is growing like an amoeba. It's a cancer in our society. They're forcing all these young college people and stuff to wear these shirts whenever they want to play sports. And it's not out of sympathy for the black plight. They're forcing these people to wear it because they hate white culture. They're trying to destroy white culture. Now, let me explain why the Black Lives Matter movement is not for black people. One of the first people that died when Antifa showed its ugly head up around Charlottesville time was a man named Anthony Hervey. Four or five black thugs drove him off of a road, I believe it was Alabama or Mississippi. He was coming back from a Confederate rally where he was a proud supporter of his Confederate ancestors that helped support the Confederate cause. He was a black man, and these BLM, Black Lives Matter thugs, drove him off of the road and killed him. Anthony Hervey. So don't tell me that they care about black lives. They care about destroying all of good culture that has created this country and has given you the place that you call your soil. All the goodness that went into creating that, they are trying to destroy it. Now, let me explain who is trying to destroy it. What we learned at Charlottesville and going forward was that America's government is absolutely not interested in supporting white America. It doesn't matter if you vote stinking Republican. It doesn't matter if you vote Democrat. You get the same Jewish supremacist policies coming from both parties. And now let me explain why. I was going through a decent-sized town just 2-3 weeks ago. On one side, I saw Antifa thugs, a little small motley crew of Antifa thugs. They were there cheering Black Lives Matter and all this. On the exact opposite side of the street, I saw American flags mixed with about 50-50 Trump flags. Donald Trump is in office right now and has the sole authority to squash these rebellions, and he's not. He's not doing it for a very specific reason, because the people that are behind both movements are the same ethnic battle that's going on in multiple countries across this world. If you vote Democrat, you're going to get Antifa, BLM, radical Bolshevik thugs ruling over you like Bernie Sanders. If you vote Republican, you're going to get neocon Jew supporters, the Bibi Netanyahu Likud party, Donald Trump out of New York, who was born in New York. Bibi Netanyahu was born in New York. These people were all birds of the same feather flocking together. That's why every party you vote and put into the White House, you get Israel first policy. I hear the music. I'll pick up when we come back.
You nailed it, man. When we come back, I'm going to make a comment about what Matt said. Then I'm going to ask him a question and turn him loose again. People, hang on to your seats, because we're going to come back and drop some napalm.
Daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Central California, thick brown smoke blankets the sky. A blood red sun peers through the haze, and ash from hundreds of wildfires sprinkles down like snowflakes. Nearly 14,000 firefighters are battling two dozen major fires and lightning complexes. KPIX TV reporter Don Ford is near one of them.
The fire is more than a mile from the nearest paved road, burning through dense trees and rough terrain, very hard to reach. Firefighters are unleashing an arsenal of aircraft on it. Helicopters, MD-80 jet tankers, and then this.
We have two super scoopers, the water scoopers from Canada, coming in.
Highly specialized turbine aircraft that land on the water, scooping up more than 1,500 gallons in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Colleges in 17 states are seeing major spikes in coronavirus numbers.
17 students were suspended at St. Olaf's College in Minnesota for partying off campus. President David Anderson wrote students and parents, "This is the kind of reckless behavior that will put an end to our in-person semester, and it must stop." 8 students have tested positive. 50 are quarantined. Syracuse University suspended 23 students for crowding into the campus quad this week. At Notre Dame in Indiana, 336 confirmed COVID cases were reported, leading to a plea in the student newspaper, "Don't make us write obituaries."
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. His spokeswoman said doctors believe he was poisoned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
"Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?"
"Nope. Never had a lesson."
Well, people, hang on to your seats. You've been hanging on, so we've been hanging on ours. Anyway, we're right back. I got another announcement that I didn't give earlier. Me and Matt talked about it earlier. I guess we both forgot. Hey, over Labor Day holiday, I think this, let me look at my calendar. The September the 4th, 5th, and 6th, me and Matt, we're going to be over in Harrison, Arkansas with our Knights buddies over there, their clan buddies. And I'm going to be speaking over there. Maybe I can get Matt to put a sack on his head and pawn it off as me, as my voice keeps leaving. But yeah, we're going to be over there, and we're going to try to broadcast them over there too, people. So be praying that that will come off, because you know they've been under severe attack over there. They had Antifa and BLM just threatening to burn their place down, and even threatening to burn their church down. These really tolerant people. But you know, I'll make a comment that just by what Matt said, I'm going to ask me a question. I don't know if you people know this. Matt said, "It doesn't matter if you vote for the Democrats or the Republicans, he's totally right about foreign policy." Did you know that every single one of these Democrats and Republicans come in, did you know they have to take a pledge? They have, yes, sir. They have to take a pledge to Israel. They have to take a pledge that they want Israel to be, have a military superiority in that part of the world. They're the fourth largest military in the world right now as far as weapon system. You know, they don't have that many populations, but they don't need that. But they have to take a friggin' pledge. And if they don't take that pledge, it's curtain for them. They're gone. They'll get rid of, like, Cynthia McKinney. They got rid of her dad, who'd been a congressman for like 25 or 30 years, and they were gone, man. And, you know, I'm going to ask Matt this. Matt was talking about BLM, all the hell they've been raising. Matt, where do you think BLM, these guys that stay out, all they do is riot and, you know, and burn and loot and fornicate and rape. Where are they getting their money? They don't have any jobs. Who's funding that, Matt?
Well, I think global assets are funding it. I believe spy intelligence agencies, especially the missing money that the American government has not been accounting for, that Catherine Austin Fitz has talked about. She could talk about trillions of dollars that have just been whitewashed, just completely disappeared off the books. All of this was in preparation for these decade-long revolutions that were about to start in America. Your government is no more white Americans. Your government is gone. You don't have Eddie nailed it. You do not have representation. You don't have it in the court. You don't have it at state level. You don't have it in federal level. The only thing you can possibly do is try to call your local mayors and county commissioners and try to explain to them why they're being controlled. And if they're not a Satan worshiper too, then you might have a little success. But most of these people are blind. So back to you, Eddie.
You know, you're right. And you know something, you're absolutely right. Look at Goodyear. You talk about these multi-globalist companies. I got an email from a couple of supporters talking about Goodyear. Goodyear, I wish I'd have saved it. I have this new computer, and I had the screen up earlier today, but I've taken it down. I'm old-fashioned. Like, I read off my Bible. I started to read the scripture off the screen, but I didn't. I read out of my Bible. But the point is, they say that Goodyear will not let their employees say anything about a white power, you know, White Lives Matter, for instance, supporting Trump, who, you know, he doesn't do anything for me either. But if they can support Black Lives Matter, they can support Antifa, they can support communism, they can support this, you know, the multisexual crap, anything they want to, anything they want to support. And I say, well, don't buy Goodyear. But you know what? I guess maybe we could buy some Japanese tires, because you know what? Most of the companies, globalist companies, are owned by these Satanists anyway. But here's what we can do. Matt nailed it too. The first thing we have to realize that we are living in a foreign nation. Occupied, there's this small 2%, 1.5 to 2-3% are controlling everything. They have completely taken over the government, the super government, the international corporations. They control, they even control the friggin' military. We had a show on about 6 weeks ago, and we talked about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the general, whatever his name was, General Calley, something like that. You know, where he refused, he committed mutiny. Him and the Secretary of Defense, Defense Secretary, they would not. They sent the troops back out of Washington D.C. And they just had the troops there to protect the White House. But what we have to do, people, like I said, we have to realize that. And Matt's right, we have to organize, and we have to. And what we cannot forget, the number one thing we have to do, we have to have our beans, band-aids, boots, and bullets. We have to train with the militia. We have to get a militia going. Don't say it can't be done, because it's being done. The state of Virginia, I was telling Matt just today, the 20th of this month, which was just Thursday, Matt, they had a giant, it looked to me like a giant militia rally. These guys were armed to the teeth. Every friggin' one of them had ARs. They had, looked like maybe some shotguns. But most of them had these, what their stupid media will call an assault rifle. But they had these ARs, and they backed the cops down. The guys told the cops, hey, we're not backing down. We're not going to let this stinking government, a governor of Virginia, take our rights away. You know, the governor of Virginia said he was going to turn a National Guard loose on these people, go house to house. That happened a couple of months ago, and disarm people there in Virginia. Well, you know what? They had one hell of a rally there in Richmond, and the governor decided he saw the light. Well, I guess he hadn't given up. But, Matt, the number one thing we have to do, we have to organize a militia slash a.k.a. a posse to back a constitutional sheriff. We have to have, and people heard me say this before, we have to have a constitutional jury system in our own court system. And we, what we have to do, we have to weed out these traitors that people are always saying, oh, we got to go out here, we got to get the masses involved. No, the hell with the masses. The masses are more dangerous to us than our enemy, because they're the ones that are going to backstab you and turn you in. When the feds come and make them a deal to say, hey, turn Matt in, turn Eddie in, turn Lee, turn whoever it is, if you'll just sell out and go to court and swear you saw them with some kiddie porn or something, you cannot deal with these masses. They will backstab you. Every time I saw it in the Army, I saw it out. I've seen it everywhere. But we have to do that. But you're right. You're absolutely right, man. We have to.
Here's what we have
to. Go ahead.
Well, let me speak to our audience. One thing we need to start doing, people. Every decision you make in life now must be to support our people, to help provide for our people, to help defend our people. Right now, you are the de facto government. We don't have a government over us. They have shown themselves to be traitors and destroyers of our people. Every single decision you make, get your kids out of public school. Get them out of Christian school. The Christians have been so polluted by this garbage, this filth, that even the Christian universities, the Christian schools, are almost worthless. I've personally had experience with Christian education, and I've seen what they've produced. And they produce a bunch of self-hating white people is exactly what they produce. You might ask why these Jews are so vigilant. They have something what they call Tikkun Olam. It's this general Jewish call that their job is to influence the world around them. And they take it very seriously, people. That's why you have to start taking that same call seriously about your own people. They go all over the world destroying us because they believe in Tikkun Olam, where they have the right to interfere in our lives and take over. If this doesn't make you mad, something's wrong with you. I've actually, go study the guy over Newsy, the news agency called Newsy. He actually uprooted his whole family out of California and moved them up to Cincinnati because he wanted to be a community organizer. This is what these people do. And it's destroying us. We need to make every decision count for our people. Every single one, every time. Other things we can do, folks. We've got to start organizing, as Eddie said. We've got to start talking with other people and informing them about exactly what's going on. There are so many confused white people right now. They don't understand. I was talking with one the other day about the two-party system and how the Jews control it. He had no clue. He's awake now. But, folks, we've got to start talking to our neighbors. That's called organizing. If these people that are over us, who are destroying us, are willing to uproot their whole family, move across the country to destroy you, why are you not willing to even talk to your neighbor? The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's our call. So I challenge each of you to do that. Back to you, Eddie.
Yes, sir. You know, well, there comes the break. People, when we come back to the break, I'll respond to what Matt said, and then we'll pitch the ball right back to Matt. But hang on to your seats, people. We're going to finish this hour with the way we started, dropping napalm.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
People, were right back. And like me and Sam conversed a little bit there, we need what I guess what me and Matt are talking about. We need to build constitutional communities. I would add biblical communities based on the Holy Bible. We have to do that. First of all, you know, we don't want to leave out prayer. Like Dr. Michael Hill said, we have to hit our knees. People, that is so lacking in this country. We have to hit our knees and pray because we are, you know what? I was thinking before, we are outnumbered and outgunned so bad. But that gives me great joy. You know why? Because God, what glory is it in it to God if he can get, like, you know, the United States to go and start a war with Ethiopia and beat them? Or if he can get the United States to go start a war with outer Zambodia? You know, but if we the few people, the God-fearing people, can overthrow this, slay this beast, then God gets glory. God gets glory, but he uses the simple to confound the wise. He uses the weak to defeat the strong. And people, outside of that, you have to speak the hell up. You people out there, did you know we're right? It can't just be me and Matt speaking. You can't let them drag us off of chains, what they will do. They will shut you up. They'll do anything to shut you up. You got to stand up. You got to speak up. You got to stand up. Pray. Get on your knees and pray. Get off your knees. Speak up and support us. Also, we have to start having our representatives somehow wakes, dear Lord. We have to have the states to stop sending money to the feds. We have to do that. I've already said we got to get rid of the fiat money system controlled by the Jews. We got to get rid of this media. We have to take this stinking media over some kind of way. You know, I don't know how, with people smarter than me, we can get them to do it. And Matt already said it. We can't send our kids to government schools, public schools, universities. We got to take the universities over. And we on our website, we said we will take over the universities in the streets. That has to be done. We have to set off and get off our butt and do it. And we have to patronize businesses, white business. Don't go to these Jew businesses. Don't go to these Muslim businesses. Hate you. And do, for God's sakes, don't let your kids join the stinking military. If they want to do anything, let them join the militia. And you have to have the militia and the posse. I already said that. One last thing, man. We need to have county banks and state banks backed by precious metal, backed by gold and silver, and let the stinking government, let the Jew government, let them have their Bitcoin and their cryptocurrency. This is going to be shut down. As soon as we have a power outage, they're going to shut these computers off. They can't deal anyway. But that's some of the things we have to do. But most of all, we have to have guts. We have to have a state defense, a state guard. We got to have the courage to stand up and speak up and do it. And I'm begging these people to support us, Matt. Back to you, Matt.
Well, we definitely need support. Another thing people can do, stop supporting people who have been claiming to be in this movement for 60 years and don't have two converts to their name. Okay, these people really haven't helped us. We need people who are getting dirty, getting their face in the dirt. We need people that are constantly working to support our people, not working to support their empire or themselves or whatever image they've created for 50 years.
We've got to stop this, people. We don't have time. And on top of that, we don't have time for you to sit around anymore. You're off the bench. You're the next batter. Get up and get into the batter box, to use a sports reference. It's just time for that. Start donating time and effort, not just money. We need people to actually communicate and to talk with us. Send us an email. Send Blood River. That could be a start. If you haven't ever done anything, just send us an email. Get off your butts and start working. Tikkun Olam is destroying you and your people right now. Even if sometimes it is just a news story, just fake news, you need to be turning that onto your neighbors and saying, here's why that's fake. Let me explain to you. Here's what's going on. Tell your neighbors. Throw your own name out there behind what you're saying. Do you really believe this stuff? I've seen it firsthand. Eddie's seen it firsthand. We definitely believe it. So that's what we would like to tell you all 3 years after Charlottesville. Has it come closer to home to you yet? It hit us in 2017. So we're out here just trying to hit the airwaves, talking to our neighbors, living it. Another thing you can do, get off the stinking mortgage system if you can. Each of you have paid three times what your house is worth to pay these stupid, Jewish, filthy loan sharks. Quit doing that if you can. I understand this isn't everybody, but go out, buy a piece of land, and build something there. It also gets you out of the city more, which is a very good place and a good strategy going forward. If you live in a city, what the hell is wrong with you? That's all I'm going to say about that. Like Eddie said, we need to start preparing bullets, Band-Aids, beans. Start stocking up. Also, look at the Sightlanders in South Africa. They have created a very workable plan in a post-apocalyptic scenario. We need to study it here. We need to read it, know it by heart, and start implementing it here. Because everything they're experiencing, we're going through just shortly. Now, Eddie, I'm going to kick it back to you.
We have a guest. You know, the weirdest things happen on this show. People know that we're on the air, our guest, and they will call you while you're on the air. I used to do that to Sam. Anyway, I was trying to pay attention to what the next guest is coming up. By the way, before I forget, if everything goes to plan, which it usually doesn't, but Dave Gaharry of Money Tree Publishing, Matt, I think I talked to you about that. He's published a new book, a new edition of Mike, a.k.a. Tom Goodrich's book, Hellstorm. And for the first time ever, people can come, they can buy the book, and they can also buy the DVD and audio book all in one place. And they're supposed to be in the next show. I told them we're on the friggin' air. I don't know why people want to call us when we're on the air. But anyway, they're supposed to be up next. I forgot to announce that earlier. But anyway, back to what you said, Matt. I just cannot get it over people enough to convince them. And we have dear friends, and they'll say, get this. This is what really gripes my butt. Well, so-and-so can't get in the fight because he's got a wife and kids, man. And he's got, you know, he's got a big mortgage in his house, and he's got this, and he's got that. You know what I tell them? I guess the single guys like Matt that doesn't have a big house and a big mortgage and works his butt off 7 days a week, and people like me, you know, burned out Vietnam vet, you know, the IRS has been hassling all of our life. I guess we're supposed to be up there and put our neck on the chopping block, Mac. And I'm not supposed to. I don't want to sound arrogant or bitter, you know, or egotistical or dramatic. But I do get so tired of people. They'll send you forever. Let's like Sam says, they're forever sending you. You need to cover this news story. You never do. You need to do this. You need to go to that town. But they want, I'll say, okay, well, but they'll say, but don't use my name. Just don't mention whatever you do. God's sake, don't use my name. And here's 50 cents if you get that much. But, you know, like I said, I know I'm repeating myself, Matt, but the people that won't stand up and support us, I'm done with them. People that are cowards, I don't even want them to listen to our show. I don't want them taking up our airtime. I want winners. I want people that will come in there and support us. And like you said it, Matt, you mentioned the same thing Ike Baker said. Go and learn three or four of your neighbors. Find people that you can trust. Get people that they know you know them. you know, preferably in your neighborhood when you recognize strangers coming into town. Another thing, this is going to may get us in trouble too. I've said this before. We have come to the point where we're going to have to refuse to be, I'll put this in parentheses and quotation marks, arrested by the thugocracy. We have our people in Charlottesville that were arrested for no good reason. Our people are put in jail all the time for nothing. They're put in there for all kinds of tax violations. If they can't get you in there and break you in prison, they'll pull a McKinney on you, or they'll pull a Congressman James Traficant on you. They'll choke on a chicken bone. But getting back, and we have to listen. We have to reach out to our people. I think it's probably the greatest potential for getting people on our side, if we could ever, dear God, if we could ever reach them, if we could get them the hell out of that Scofield Bible and get them the hell out of this Southern Baptist whorehouse of a church, and other churches the same way now, just about all of them are preaching, love thy Israel. You know, you can't get into heaven unless you got a black on your right hand or a little Jew on your left hand. You know, God sits at the right hand of the Jews. I mean, that's pretty much, it's that damn bad. We have to try to get to these people and try to wake them up and try to get, you know, try to let them, tell them who the real Savior is. Loving Jew, a Jew is not going to get you into heaven. There's only one way into heaven, Matt, and you know that. It's Jesus Christ Almighty. Only one name under the sun can save you. It's Jesus Christ Almighty. We got to get these people out of the Baptist church, because you know what? I'll wind this up. These people, these self-hating whites, these cucks, I'm more afraid of them than they are of the blacks. We can deal with these little black feral animals, because by and large, they don't have the intelligence, and they really don't care. Most of them don't even care about our Confederate flags, about our ancestry, unless they're riled up by these airhead Antifa and the BLM. Most of the people in BLM are white, but they're the ones, they use these blacks as pit bulls to attack us. But we've got to get to these people some kind of way. I have very little hope in it, Matt, of converting these cucks over and letting them know that once these Jews get these blacks into power, they're coming for them too, because their skin color is going to be their uniform. I was talking to a person this the other day. I believe it was Gene, our brother Gene. It said one of the chief politicians in South Africa that helped get the South African government turned over from the whites to the blacks was a woman. And she was brutally raped and just had the crap beat out of her multiple times, you know. And that's how I know people that's happened to. Not that bad, but I know white people that have been beaten and have been stopped, and it still doesn't convert them. Back to you, Matt. Take us out. We're almost out of time.
Well, those people are almost impossible at this point, because if you haven't learned to get mad, that needs to be your first priority. Before you do any of this, learn to get mad again. Because it actually, these things we're talking about should stir you to the core. And if you're not, something's very wrong with you. I seriously wonder about the condition of your soul. You need to let this stuff soak in and start stirring you to the core, because it's affecting you. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's affecting you. So these people that are the ultimate cucks, the voters of it, the people that fund them and help out and help fight for them in the streets, that they're not going to see any better outcome than the white that they're hurting, the white people that they're destroying. So it's definitely coming to a close here in America, where that's going to be a viable option for any type of safety or security. I think they're already telling a lot of these pro-BLM supporters on the streets that they're basically second-class citizens already in their own movement.
Mabel.
So.
Oh, I'm way too late. I was going to tell you to take us out on prayer. By the way, Matt, don't go anywhere. I don't know. Just be where I can get in touch with you, because I've got a notice from our next guest. I don't know if something's happened, but stand by where I can get in touch with you. Just in case you need it. People, will be right back. We're getting ready to go over the second hour. If nothing happened, we're getting over to go to Dave Kahari and Tom Goodrich, and we're going to cover the books, Hellstorm, the remake of it. Be right back. So hang on, people. Be right back to the second hour.